Blog Talk Radio.
Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio, and this is Around the ATL, episode 75. Sorry for missing last week. Took ill and wasn't able to do last week's show, but I appreciate those who've been listening to, you know, pre-recorded shows and things of that nature over the last few days. Definitely appreciate the support. But we're back. We are back getting on to a lot of Atlanta sports. Of course, we have a lot of things that we missed from last week. We'll try to catch up on that. But of course, this last 7 days has been pretty exciting in Atlanta sports. 646-652-4479 is the number, of course. As we get ready to start this show, of course, you know, the Atlanta Hawks are in the news right now. And one of the things that I mentioned in the episode information is, will they be a team to beat in the East? And I say, believe that they will. The Falcons had their biggest win in years. And I say that only because think about the last couple of years. Why is it one of the biggest wins? UGA is number four in the country. We're going to talk about that. College basketball is back in the mix. How will UGA and Georgia Tech fare? What are the Braves going to do in the offseason? So these are just a few topics that we're going to talk about tonight. As usual, of course, we try to give some shout-outs to some of the local people and far-away people, people around the world who follow the show on Facebook and other social mediums, but definitely the sports pages that we all follow and are a part of here on Around the ATL, such as Falcons Nation, Dirty Bird Nation, Atlanta Bird Gang. We are the G's, Savage Dogs of UGA. We'll be talking to them later. New Pack City, which I'm doing the Facebook Live currently. Shout-out to everybody there. Atlanta Hawks Nation, Hawks Nation, Atlanta Braves Fan Group, Atlanta FC Fans, and the Atlanta Dream page. Appreciate the continued support. Of course, we are on iHeartRadio now, so please don't forget, follow the show on iHeartRadio, Around the ATL. If you missed the Dominique Wilkins interview, please listen to episode 72. Please support that show. Of course, tonight's show is brought to you by the Originative brand, founded by our man Jamal Price, founder of the New Pack City Facebook page. So make sure you get your Atlanta Hawks gear, Falcons gear right now. Make sure you go and visit him on Instagram under the Originative brand. Of course, my movie, I'm almost finished with it. It's taken me a year. It's called Transitions. I'm actually supposed to be shooting some scenes this weekend. So not too late if you want to be in the movie, hit me up. And, of course, my first directed movie, Falling Star, is on Amazon Prime right now. So if you go to Amazon Prime and type in Falling Star, you will see my first movie that I've ever directed featuring the Ocon twins. It's their concept brought to life during their first trip to America. So shout out to the girls there in London. So that being said, and right now I'm actually kind of now. One thing about last week is, of course, we had to cancel again. I was pretty ill, ill enough to not do the show for sure. And even this week, I was kind of hesitant in even doing a show this week to an extent. But I was like, we've never not done two shows in two consecutive weeks. So let's see. And I just wanted to make sure I did get on the show this week because of everything that's been going on, especially with the Hawks and the Falcons. Let's see. So I'm just typing something here. Y'all bear with me here. All right. So That being said, we're going to go ahead and get started with the show. And, of course, we're going to talk about what just happened this last couple of days with the Atlanta Hawks. So let's go ahead and get the Hawks segment going right about, if I can find the music for it. See, it's been a while. See, I got to get back into it. Here we go. Well, actually, that's not it either. Wow. Got to get used to this again, y'all. Here we go. Excuse me, as I mentioned, I'm kind of ill, so I'm trying to get into this, y'all. All right, so last night we got to see, again, just a reaffirmation of where we are in Hawks history. Now, if any of you have been listening to my show for the last year and a half now, or seen any of my posts, or watched any of my videos, you know how I stand in regards to this franchise for the most part, right? So when it comes to how this franchise is viewed, you know, it's very distinctive when it comes to the atmosphere of the rest of the teams in the NBA, okay? And we're talking about the decades that, you know, most of us have lived and been fans of sports in general, but then, of course, particularly with this team right here called the Atlanta Hawks. And we know that we've had a nice franchise, you know what I'm saying? No, we haven't won a championship. But besides that, we have some history. We have some legacy that we can talk of. You see what I'm saying? Unless you just want to be stupid about it, right? And just ignorant about what has happened. Of course, you had the Dominique years, right? And then we had a period of time where, you know, Joe Johnson came along and helped out getting us to the playoffs. And we had some a resurgence of people paying attention to what the Hawks are doing because of the playoff runs that they had early on, unexpectedly. And then, of course, you know, Al Horford, you know, grew up a little bit, and we got these other guys, and they're starting to play together. And then all of a sudden, a few years later, you have that 60-win season, right? And now we have a new legacy to speak of now. And last year was the start of that, but a lot of people discounted it. A lot of people weren't paying attention to it. A lot of people didn't want to believe it. A lot of people wanted other people, talking about the draft, right? But as I've been saying for a while now, all eyes are on Atlanta. And it's up to us as a fan base to be able to help curb the impression of what Atlanta sports fandom is. And unfortunately, we started off really bad last NBA season because pretty much you had almost a whole fan base basically say, no, we shouldn't have got Trae Young. What were we doing? We could have got this person. We could have got that person. And then Summer League started. And sure enough, Hawks made another dumb mistake. And look at him. He's just out there, just can't do anything right. And then the second half of Summer League happened. And then all of a sudden people was like, oh, wait a minute. My bad. Oh, wait a minute. Then, of course, preseason happened. And if you remember preseason was really fun, wasn't it? You saw people double teaming them all of a sudden. I'm like, how do you double team someone in preseason? That's the first thing I thought of when I saw it the first time. I was shocked and flabbergasted. I was like, what are they doing? And, of course, the regular season, the first game of the season against Dallas, of course, that was the setup, and we won that game. But then after that, yeah, it was pretty bleak for a while there because, again, we had three starters injured plus Jeremy Lin right off the bat. So you didn't have no continuity. You had this young team just out there, you know, Coach Pierce, his first year coaching, calling the shots. It was just out there. There was no structure for a minute. You could tell. There was just a lot of stuff just being put together with glue. But then December happened. And then all of a sudden, you start to see a little bit of, well, wait a minute, maybe it's not that bad. And of course, this was coming with John Collins getting back into the lineup and eventually Red Mamba and eventually other people, Deadman. And all of a sudden, it's like, well, wait a minute, we got a little bit of a team that can compete a little bit. But then again, you had turnovers and no defense. We all know this, right? And you all know, I've been saying it forever now, if the Hawks had played any semblance of defense last year and we had no injuries, we would have made the playoffs last year. Fast forward to this year, of course. Now I didn't want to skip over, you know, the All-Star game and how what he did in the second half of the season. We all know that. He should have been Rookie of the Year. We all know that, you know. But fast forward to this offseason, and you saw some of the moves that were made, some of the moves that weren't made, and, of course, the draft and expectation factor. And I said it at the moment where we knew who we had on this roster. I said we could have one of the deepest teams in the NBA. And if we play any semblance of defense, we're going to be in the playoffs this year for sure. I said we're going to win 43 games. I'm going to stick to that, okay? Because I feel once we get full healthy, I couldn't anticipate, you know, John Collins not being around. I didn't anticipate that. But once he comes back, again, we're going to be one of the deepest teams in the NBA, and nobody's going to want to deal with us. Why? Because eventually Cam Reddish is going to be consistent. It's not going to be too much longer. He's going to continue to get better. Hunter is right there on the cusp. You saw him hitting threes the other night, right? Driving to the basket, hitting shots. Lynn finally was benched to the point where he couldn't keep starting and not giving us no production. And thankfully, Lloyd Pierce was like, I got to make a decision. I couldn't see him after that last game. I couldn't see it. I was like, something has to happen. And indeed it did. And you saw what Lynn did. Lynn is just more productive coming off the bench. Some people are just like that. It is what it is. And Damian, the reason they got him, guess what? It was working out. See, all that, again, sometimes you just have to trust. Now, I don't want to use that stupid phrase, trust the process, because I've never believed in that. But sometimes you just have to believe in your team until they prove otherwise. And this is why I was saying from last year, the last couple of years, it's like, you know, I was an Al Horford fan until I realized that Al Horford was never going to give us more than 13-6. I was a Jeff Teague fan until I figured out that we're never going to get Teague time all the time. I wanted to give Flex Gain the benefit of the doubt, but he just didn't want – you see what I'm saying? At a certain point, you give people enough string to hang themselves. Everybody deserves at least 3 years beginning of their career to show what kind of player they are or aren't going to be, right? Trae Young has only played a year and a couple of games right now. He's already pretty much proven what he's going to be doing. You really think he's going to regress? Think about that. Think about that. You see what I'm saying? You have other players that it's obvious. They're, you know, they had that one, you know, and then all of a sudden, nah, they're not all that great. But then again, you got someone like Maple Jordan. How long it took him to figure it out, though, apparently, right? Do you really think that about John Collins? Do you really think that about Cam Reddish? Do you really think that about Hunter? Do you really think that about Red Mamba? Really? We are on the cusp of seeing the greatest period of Atlanta Hawks basketball we have ever, ever, ever seen. And we should be excited. We should be overjoyed. We should be hyped. We should be, what the kids say, lit. I hate saying that word. But still, you have detractors. Still, you got people say, oh, calm down, you know. Trae Young scored 42 points. No big deal. Wait, only two other people have done that multiple times, and one of them was Michael Jordan, and the other one was LeBron James. What? Remember last year how many times Trae Young's name was mentioned with NBA Hall of Famers during his first season? Records he would break, just things that were in existence that now is erased because Trae Young's name is now there. You couldn't appreciate that. Dominique's name was there. See, eventually, Trae Young, if he stays in Atlanta long enough, is going to have all of Dominique's records for the most part, isn't he? But there's still some of y'all that won't appreciate it. Not y'all who's watching right here. Shout out to New Pack City. 646-652-4479 is the number. Make sure you call in or participate if you're watching. But again, you just—it's just mind-boggling that you could watch a game like last night and still be like, "Eh, no big deal." And then the other thing about it was that last night we were shorthanded. And again, isn't it the job of the leader of your team or the point guard of your team, especially, to make other people around you better? That's the best compliment you could ever have as a point guard, is that no matter who's on the floor, your team has a chance to win because you're out there, right? Vince wasn't out there, was he? John Collins wasn't out there. And then Red Mamba went down. Crab didn't get no playing time last night, I don't believe. And Chandler is still not available, right? We still won that game and was pretty kind of winning it handily at a certain point. And this is the number two. This is the number, what, two team in the West right now. Jokic was kind of getting handled out there a little bit. Damian was D'ing him up. I was like, man, what's going on here? You know? So it's a matter of coaching definitely comes into play. We got to give some shout outs to Lloyd Pierce and the staff because, again,
is it the shoes? He's on fire!